The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
There's always a lot of talk about the best of at the beginning of the year from all of the prior year's releases. But what whiskeys should you be looking out for to do big things in the coming year? If you want to find out, then stick around. Scott, we have to thank our Patreon supporters. Without your help, this podcast would not be possible. It's very expensive. Patreons donate on a monthly basis to help keep this content coming out for free to you guys, and we really appreciate you. So we are going to have some disclaimers for this episode. Some of the brands that I'm going to be talking about that I'm excited about what they're going to be doing have sponsored the podcast in the past, and it'd be easy for a pessimistic person to think that I'm only mentioning them because they're paying me. But the truth is, every brand that's ever sponsored this podcast in the past has determined that my fee is not worth it. And they have stopped advertising with me, and we have no shoe sponsors right now. And so I'm not being paid to say any of this. And I'd also like to mention that I am going to mention my own brand of whiskey in this list. And that may upset some of you, but what kind of a person would I be if I wasn't excited about my own brand?
A poor businessman.
A poor businessman. So let's jump right into it. So these are in no particular order, but I was thinking, and before we go too much further, I should introduce Scott. So Scott is a brand rep for Bacardi, correct?
Yeah, I'm the single malt Scotch ambassador that covers all of Texas for Bacardi, so I have a terrible job.
Yeah, you basically...
That's awesome.
Basically drive around and give people whiskey, right?
Yeah, I do a lot of advocacy and educating on brands like this and helping people understand what they're tasting and a little bit about these the brands that I represent, so I appreciate being invited back.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you have so much knowledge because not only are you a brand rep, but you happen to be the most advanced cocktail person I have ever met in my entire life. He used to have like special equipment that cost like crap tons of money that would do crazy stuff to ingredients that he was putting inside cocktails and all of this. And also your wine sommelier.
Yeah, it's right? A long-winded way of saying I'm a nerd.
He is certainly a nerd when it comes to the details of these things. So I thought, what better person to have on as we talk about the different elements that have me excited about these brands. So these are in no particular order, but one of the brands that I'm really excited about is Frey Ranch.
Yeah.
And I think we both
have before. My first tasting of this.
Oh, actually, really? Yeah. You have not tried Frey Ranch before?
I don't think so. It smells really great.
What is so interesting about Frey Ranch is that they are truly a ground-to-glass distillery.
Oh, wow.
They malt their own barley on site.
Wow.
I mean, how complicated malting barley is because of the brands that you work with, right?
It's expensive and complicated.
Right. And so there are almost zero distilleries in the United States that malt their own barley. Almost zero. And so their backstory is the phrase, Colby and Ashley are the owners. From what I remember, because Wes and I, who's off camera, we flew out there last year and we got to meet them. And the phrase were kind of some of the founding members of the state of Nevada. Like they were there from the sometime in the 1760s or 1750s before it was ever even a state. And so fast forward, his family were always in farming, and he's made the insane decision to convert his like fifth generation family farm or sixth generation family farm into a distillery. And they do everything on site.
Well, I think it was a good decision.
It's a good decision. So what's unique about their production process is they don't use a, they use a column still to produce the low wines, but they had it custom built and it flows directly into a pot. And oh, so they, cool. so they,
so
they,
a hybrid.
It's a, yeah, but it's not a hybrid still. A
hybrid process.
But it's, yeah. The process is very different. And it gives them a whole lot of control, and they're able to retain a whole lot of the congener flavors from their fermentation. And I feel like they produce a whiskey that's just very bold on the palate without being over the top like a lot of pot still bourbons.
You know, it's really silky too. There's this oily texture to it. So like what I like about it is it's kind of like this sort of dense little cake almost. It's really neatly layered in there. That hybrid still combination is really interesting. You know, being able to select by weight in the column still and by time in the pot still really gives you a lot of control over the flavors. Really nice.
Yeah, and from what I understand, it was the first one. Vendome has done some since then, but they had the first one built by Vendome.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Which is really interesting. And so I'm excited to see what they're going to do. They've started to expand into some other states. They recently came into the state of Texas where we live. And they are doing a lot of really interesting special releases that they do through their website. And so this is a distillery I've got my eye on. And this is the single barrel that we picked when Wes and I went there last time. And I went and grabbed a pour of it. You know, when you have 700 open bottles, you don't always get back to the same bottle all that often. And I was walking by, I was like, you know what, I'm going to try that Frey Ranch. And I took a little pour. And it was one of those experiences where it's like, why am I drinking anything but this? This is so freaking good.
Real quick, what's the composition of this? It's 4-grain?
I don't remember if it's a... Check the front label, because we tried so much stuff that day.
Straight bourbon, okay.
Let's see, 4 slow-grown grains. Yeah, so it's a 4-grain.
Okay,
yeah.
Awesome.
And all grown on property, and everything that's malted, they malted themselves in a homemade malting drum.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. So the next brand that I'm pretty excited about is Penelope. The reason why they made the list for me this year is because they just got a massive capital infusion.
That's how you know you're doing something right, folks.
They just got bought by MGP, which... Okay. So MGPI Distillery in Lawrenceburg, Indiana, makes whiskey for 20% of the brands that you see on my wall, including my other brand, the Prideful Goat, okay? And so there are a lot of different brands that buy whiskey from this producer. But the reason why it's exciting that they got bought by MGP is that, one, they've shown themselves to be extremely capable at of making really unique finishing projects. And two, now they might have access to cooler stuff.
Yeah.
Right? So not only do they have the capital to do more, you know, bigger and more interesting projects, but they also, being owned by the distillery that they formerly used to have to source barrels from, they might have priority access to things that wouldn't be available in the barrel market.
Yeah, that's exciting. I mean, I know there's a lot of stigma around small companies being bought up by big companies, but sometimes it's the right choice.
Oh, yeah, and it allows that brand to continue to grow.
Hello, and welcome to today's episode of What You Have on Your E-commerce Site. I'm your host, Randy Sullivan. Let's get right to the questions. Do you have Glen Toppers? Yes. Do you have t-shirts? Yes. Do you have bottle carrying bags? Yes. Do you have storage? Yes. Do you have an aroma kit? Yes. People, we have everything at bourbonrealtalk.com. This is stupid. Why do we even need a game show?
So the next one on my list is Jack Daniel's.
Good old Jack.
Have you had the opportunity to try some of their special releases that have been coming out?
I haven't tried the, what's the new one? The single barrel? I haven't tried that one.
Okay. The single barrel rye?
Yeah, I think it was like a really high proof.
The cast strength rye? Yeah. I've got a couple open. I'll let you try before you go.
Afterwards.
But I feel like from when you were, you know, earlier in your career, I'm not talking about the last few years.
Sure.
When somebody said Jack Daniel's, what did you think of?
It's the first whiskey I ever drank.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know a whole lot about it when I was young. I actually toured the distillery the day Jack Honey was released. It was my first time visiting Jack Daniel's distillery. And I loved it then. My tastes have grown, but you got to respect someone that's been in the game for that long and produced a lot of really fantastic whiskey. I think Jack's one of those whiskeys that people are now coming to revisit and realize, oh man, I've kind of been sleeping on him for a while.
Yeah, and that was that's the point, right? Yeah. Is that everybody has all of these childhood memories. It was their first exposure
childhood
to whiskey.
Memories?
Well, sadly, that's usually the story. When I was 16, I went to a party and I drank a whole bottle of Jack and I've never tasted it again since. Yeah. And, you know, I keep hearing all of these stories and I'm like, no, that's not the Jack Daniels of today. Their special releases are actually kind of phenomenal. And so I am lucky enough that now I'm on their list of YouTube channels that they want.
Nice.
Right. And so they used to ask me, like, do you want some media samples? But I've said yes every time. So now they just send them to me.
Love
and
it.
So I get a box and I'm like, ooh, I don't know what's inside it, you know, and then I get to crack it open. And so every one of those special releases have been phenomenal to me. So I'm excited about it. And I've put Jack Daniels on my list.
Yeah.
The next one is a distillery that you, when I asked what you wanted a pour of off my shelf, you picked this one.
Yeah.
What is it and why did you pick it?
I picked Single Rick House Russells. I love the Russells. I've had the opportunity to kind of interact with Jimmy and Bruce and Eddie over the years, owning the bars and picking my own barrel. They're just down-to-earth people that make good whiskey. In fact, I get a lot of people in my industry that have asked me, what's my day-to-day drinker if I can only pick one? And it's a 101 Wild Turkey. It just gives me everything I want.
Yeah.
It's a comfort whiskey, but they have really stepped up their game in the last, you know, 5-6 years.
Sure.
Releasing some phenomenal single barrels, some phenomenal finished master's keeps, and I think this is no exception to the rule.
Yeah, and I specifically put Russell's on here, not Wild Turkey, the distillery overall, because mm-hmm. they have done some master's keep releases that just were not for my palate.
Sure.
They were way too over oaked. To me, turkey gets weird over 12 mm-hmm. years old. But the Russell's releases in particular have been really interesting to me. I haven't loved like the 1998 and the 2003. Those were a little too oaky for me. But the single Rick House from last year, I mean, I thought like this might supplant George T. Stagg as my favorite whiskey. It's so good.
Good.
And then I got to try the prior years, which I think was Warehouse C instead of F.
Mm-hmm.
That one was also mind-blowing. And what's interesting about the Russell special releases is they're getting up there in their pricing.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes a lot of people mad. But I think that makes it more interesting because they're trying to protect Wild Turkey 101 from going the way of Buffalo Trace.
Yeah.
Because when you have a whiskey that's in super high demand and you don't adjust the price for the market value, like Buffalo Trace did with Pappy Van Winkle and the BTAC collection, as people realize that it's the same liquid in the lower level bottles, they work their way down the food chain until they get to your bottom shelfers.
Mm-hmm.
The difference for Buffalo Trace is that they just doubled capacity. They spent $1.3 billion. But if that same thing were to happen to Wild Turkey, there's not a solution in place to fix it.
No.
Buffalo Trace is trying to fix it with volume. It's just going to take time for the whiskey to age. But Wild Turkey can't afford for that to happen, or you're not going to be able to get your 101.
Yeah.
And so I like it that they're raising the price of their special releases.
Yeah, look, you should drink good things, and sometimes those good things cost a little bit extra.
All right. So the next one is something that when I got it out, you were like, oh, yeah. I love that brand. It is Sagamore Spirits.
Yeah.
And so what's been your experience with Sagamore?
Well, one of my good friends, Tim McVelly's, had a hand in opening Sagamore and was kind of one of its first champions here in Texas. I just think it's a really amazing distillery. They've come a long way in a short period of time. They've just been kind of fearless in exploration, finishing casks, and they produce fantastic whiskey on top of that, and port finish is one of my favorites. The Calvados barrel is fantastic, and then they have this really robust single barrel pick, and you've done some really
I've
nice
done,
picks with them.
Yeah, we've done some great picks. What's got me excited about Sagamore is that they were founded by the original founder of Under Armour,
mm-hmm.
the clothing company, and so they were well-funded. And they were able to go out and do distillation contracts with MGP and built a brand with MGP Liquid while they were building their distillery, mm-hmm. getting their own production up to speed. And why I'm excited about them in 2024 is they're starting to release their own liquid.
Yeah, that's always really exciting.
And to see somebody, you know, transition from contract distillation to their own distillation and quality not fall off significantly, because I've tried some of their new liquid and I love it, I'm very excited about what they're going to be able to do.
Me too.
So the next one, shameless plug, the Prideful Goat.
Tell us.
Yeah, so Prideful Goat is my brand that I co-founded. And we are starting to hit that stride where we're able to do some new special projects. We just released two limited editions. One was a 8-year straight rye. The other was a rum finished rye that, according to old TTB standards, would be a 6-year. In new TTB interpretation, it would be a 7-year, because now you're allowed to count the aging, the secondary finish time. And we secondary finish for about 11 months. So really interesting whiskeys, and we've got some tricks up our sleeve. We're trying to find a way to release something under $50, which is difficult in this market because of the cost of barrels right now. But we do have some liquid. We've done some interesting barrel finishes on, where we took a rye that we got at a good price and we put it in some ex-bourbon barrels. And we might be able to release that on a large scale below 50. We don't know yet if that's going to work, but we're working on that. And then I think we might do a cigar blend rye.
That's exciting.
Because most cigar blends are bourbons.
Yeah.
But I think ryes pair better with cigars because they're a little spicier.
I agree.
So I thought it would just be an interesting project.
So question for you then, now that you've kind of worked through the nuances of your own brand, do you have any sort of empathies with other producers that you share?
Oh my God. Yes.
I'm so sorry. I was that guy that long ago.
Yeah. No, it is hard for me to sometimes read the comments and see the things that people are saying about other producers. And I'm just like, you have no idea what they've been through. Yeah. But I do have a bonus 7th that we don't have out here on the table.
Glass.
So I almost didn't put this in here because this bottle, and I have participated in creating so much drama around it, but 13th Colony. So 13th Colony released their Double Oak 2 years ago. It got a lot of accolades. This year when they released batch 2, it sold out almost instantly. Everybody wanted the bottle. It looks like coffee. It's so dark. And the label is conspicuous. There are some elements about the label that don't make a lot of sense. Like, it doesn't say it's a straight bourbon. They've disclosed to me in private that this whiskey is 10 years old and that it was aged twice in charred oak barrels.
Okay.
Which would explain the color. But they don't technically have a state of distillation on their label. And so everybody started going, well, you put on here that it's produced and bottled by, which I later learned doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. They don't produce this whiskey. They admit that they buy whiskey they don't produce, but they won't tell you whether or not the whiskey in this bottle was from another supplier or if this is their whiskey. They also won't say what state the other supplier is in, which is federally required. And so I am excited about 13th Colony because I love their whiskey.
Yeah.
And I hope that all of the negative attention that they got in 2023 for the lack of disclosure on their label will lead them to correct those issues, and that we, the whiskey enthusiast community, can get behind the brand again, and I'll give them full-throated support because I do love their whiskey.
Yeah. I mean, it's the fundamental rule of whiskey. Like, if it's good, drink it.
We'll drink it.
Right?
Yeah. You know? So what do you say we give some whiskey away?
Let's do it. What do you got?
I don't know. I didn't really plan anything. What if we just gave a sample away of everything that's on the table?
I think that's incredibly generous.
Yeah. So you would be getting 7 ounces. You're going to get some Prideful Goat, Penelope, Frey Ranch, Double Oak from 13th Colony. I've got the Jack Daniel's 10 out here, single Rick House, and I'm going to pour out of a different bottle of the Sagamore because this one's unopened, but I haven't opened one over here.
It's a really great single barrel pick.
But I do have a open one. And so we'll get you 7 ounces, and I'm going to put it out there to you guys. If you are the winner, don't drink 7 ounces of whiskey in one sitting. No. This one would be one that you call a friend over, or maybe your spouse if they also love whiskey, and you're going to drink this with somebody else.
And drop in the comments which one of the seven was your favorite.
Yeah, I think that'd be a great idea. Yeah. So the way that you enter this free giveaway is I need you to like this video, subscribe to the channel, ring the bell. You'll get notified next time we release content. And each piece of content has another free giveaway that you're not going to want to miss. You also have to go to the video description, click the link to fill out the web form. I'll run a randomizer. And once the winner is selected and posted publicly, I'll reach out to you to get your shipping information, and I will send you your sample pack absolutely for free. Now, if you like this content and you want to think about supporting the channel, I'd love for you to go to the video description and click the link to check out our Patreon member benefits, because it's not just a donation. We provide a lot of bonus content and a lot of opportunities for whiskey lovers that you would not be able to find on your own. So go check that out. You can also support the channel by going to bourbonrealtalk.com and checking out our merch. There's a link in the video description below. And I promise you, we made this merchandise for whiskey lovers like you. And if you go check it out, you're going to find some stuff you feel like you can't live without. This channel has also been subsidized by my real estate business from its inception, and I am a residential real estate agent in Dallas and Houston metro areas. So if you need real estate services in either of those areas, you could support the channel by calling me about representing you. And since you were a guest on the show today, how can people show you a little bit of love?
I don't have any merch or anything, but you could just follow me at scotch.jenkins on Instagram. I love followers.
Yeah, and you represent a couple brands that they could show some love to.
I do,
as well.
Yeah. I'm a single malt ambassador for Bacardi, as we mentioned earlier, so please check out Aberfeldy at aberfeldy.com and Craigellachie at craigellachie.com and pick up a bottle.
Yeah, that would be awesome. And if this is your first time watching the show, we'd love to tell you a little bit about our show philosophy. We're all about bringing people together around bourbon. And connection through bourbon is something that became important to me in 2014 when I lost a loved one to suicide. And I was trying to figure out what led up to my brother making that decision. And I realized that after talking with many of his friends, he had lost a lot of the social connections around him that kept him tied to this world. And as I got deeper into the whiskey enthusiast community, I started seeing how whiskey brought people together in a way that was not likely to happen on its own. And so I had this idea that maybe if I could get you connected to whiskey, the whiskey would do the rest of the job and get you connected to others. And so that led to the formation of this channel. But if you're going to connect, you're also going to need a forum. And a lot of the forums out there are filled with whiskey trolls that say hateful things to strangers online. And those hateful people taught us two things. One, we need to start Bourbon Real Talk Community, which is a troll-free environment where you can communicate with other like-minded whiskey lovers. And it's absolutely free. It's on Facebook. You should go check it out. But the other thing that they taught us is that if they can hate online, then we can love online. And that's why we end every show the same way. And that's this. If you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that we love you. And we'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. In the steep hills of the rockiest of mountains, under beaming sun or windy winters, a prideful goat stands tall. The whiskey offers smooth yet bold flavors to be enjoyed anywhere with anyone. So take a leap and discover the complex and beautiful sceneries of the prideful goat with us. I'm Randy Sullivan, host of Bourbon Real Talk, and I partner with Giant Texas Distillers to create the whiskey brand, the Prideful Goat. That intro was one of the drafts for the Prideful Goat's back label, and the truth is, the name just sounded cool. There is no significance to the name, which makes a back label story difficult. We felt some of what was written was a little too fanciful for our target audience. Our goal was to create a whiskey by whiskey lovers for whiskey lovers. Cask strength, non-chill filtered, straightforward, no fluff. We're currently sold in Alaska, Arizona, California, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Nevada, New Mexico, Texas, and Alberta, Canada. And if you want a quality whiskey that was curated for enthusiasts, head over to www.pridefulgoat.com and use the store locator. If your local store doesn't have it, you can look on the website to see what your state wholesaler is, and your store can call them and order it. We also have some pretty awesome Prideful Goat merchandise, including etched Glencairns, t-shirts, and now a dog squeaky toy. If we're not sold in your state, don't worry. Silvox and Bourbon Outfitter both sell our products for lower than average retail prices. With no sales tax and discounts for multiple bottle shipping, in many cases you can get the Prideful Goat delivered to your front door for less money than you would pay at a local store. We hope you enjoy our little project.